brothers and sisters, welcome to Food for the Journey. And we do need food, don't we? We do very much need food for the journey. Not all the nice little snacks, but everything that's important for our health and our well-being. We do need to eat. So maybe your meal today, may it be a good one. And may you speak about the Lord a little bit today to your children, your spouse, your friends, if they happen to be around. Talk to God. Thank him for what he has done for us. So let's take a look now at the prayer at the beginning of Mass. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right and by your guidance do it. Think of that. Grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right and by your guidance do it. Make that your prayer today, to discern what is right and by your guidance, Lord, that we may be able to do it. We do what is right and good today. So let's take a look at the first reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, second letter, chapter 3, verse 15, and then chapter 4, verses 1, and then 3 and 6. So start to 3:15 to 4:1, and then 3 to 6. Brothers and sisters, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over the hearts of the children of Israel. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, as from the Lord who is the Spirit. We're being changed, brothers and sisters. Are we open to becoming more like God? Are we open to reading his scripture daily, as I've said so often? Are we open to ponder his words and say, how can I put this in my life? What can I do? To think more like Jesus does. All of us, says Scripture, all of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed. Have I not been saying that these weeks in the radio programs? We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as from the Lord who is the Spirit. I ask him every day, Lord, be in me and work through me. Lord, open my heart more to follow you, not to think, I know what I'm doing here, I know what I'm doing here, and just push through, but say, Lord, help me. I don't care if it's scrubbing a floor. I don't care if it's having a meeting. Doesn't matter what it is, but your every action in a certain way, saying, Lord, be with me. Lord, show me the way. Therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. We know that he's here. We know that he's with us. And even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Let me repeat that. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. I urge you to read this passage, Paul to the Corinthians chapter 3. I urge you to read this passage every day for the next week. Please, brothers and sisters, because he wants us to be more and more like him. And the more his word is in our mind, his word has power to change us. Don't mean overnight, but he does it. He loves us. You're loved by him more than anyone, even on the face of the earth, anyone at all. Infinitely are you loved. Let us be like him then. Psalm 85 tells us, the glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Brothers and sisters, take Psalm 85. Make it your own. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land, and he will dwell in us. He does dwell in us. Please, brothers and sisters. I know I say please every time, but don't just say, oh, that's a nice thought or a nice idea. I have to think about that sometime. No. Decide this week. What's the one sentence or two sentences that I'm going to take into my heart and ask God to help me by his grace to change my way? He will give it to you. And then we turn now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says you fool will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Did you hear that, brothers and sisters? God is loving, kind, merciful, but that doesn't mean that no matter what happens to you, he will look upon you with kindness and mercy and love. Repent where you failed. Don't be afraid of it. It sets you free. Acknowledge your sin. Acknowledge your weakness. God loves you. He loves you. How can I say it? He loves you without price. He loves and desires to love you even more. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to be the one who will not be released until you have paid the last penny. That would mean I'd have another lifetime, perhaps in purgatory. Nor do I never want to go to hell. Ever. Ever. So don't say, oh, well, I'm young, I can think about that sometime. No, start thinking about it today. How am I living today in light of dying and going to heaven or purgatory or hell? Where are we today? And see if you can minimize what you know is a sin. Cast it out eventually from your life. Oh, brothers and sisters, he so loves us. And he doesn't want us to be called a fool. He doesn't want us to go into the fiery Gehenna. But if we come bringing our gifts to God, and even in the act of coming to bring our gifts to the altar, we need to be in a position to recognize if my brother or my sister has something against me, then turn away from going before the Lord. Turn away and go and ask forgiveness right then if you can. If you can't, right the moment Mass is over. Wherever you are, whatever day, when you recognize what you've done, don't say, oh, this is going to be awful. Oh, I can't ask forgiveness here. I'd be too embarrassed or I'd be too hurt. No, you'll be set free. You'll be surprised. Please, brothers and sisters, bring everything to the Lord. Everything. Do what he asks of you, and it will bear abundant fruit. When I forgive someone, it is an act of hope. Through forgiving them, I have hope in the path that this person will take. And I have hope for this person's progress, this person's conversion. I believe that this person too will meet Christ and his or her heart will be transformed. Hope is very powerful because what we hope for, God will grant. There is a passage from St. Paul that speaks of loving your enemies. Don't repay evil with evil. And don't we want to do that sometime? But do good to your enemies. And Paul goes on to say, no, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And brothers and sisters, That's hard. That's hard. My goodness, when I forgive someone something, if someone asks for forgiveness, we're all set free. We're all set free. And if that person doesn't want to forgive you, you have done what you should have done, then go and pray for that person. I remember once in my life, and I was a young teenager, but I remember having done something that hurt my neighbor, and I couldn't bring myself to say, I'm sorry. And I went to Mass, and the Lord said to me, and I said, oh, Lord, and I went and found that person and asked forgiveness. Let us all go and do the same. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.